بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صبغة الله ومن أحسن من الله صبغة ونحن له عابدون. Besides, we discussed yesterday also two other beautiful interpretations and meanings of the Sa'ad Fatima. One is the Sa'ad means Sibha Allah, made compulsory upon you the color of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Meaning thereby, do not just suffice that I brought Iman, that I am a Muslim, but make sure that you get the color of Allah Ta'ala upon you. That is, make effort that your yaqeen, your belief in Allah is correct and it is strong, and make it stronger and stronger all the time. And your ibadat also, make your ibadat also proper and correct all the time. In other words, get completely colored in the color of Allah Ta'ala. That is, bring the whole being of Allah Ta'ala. That our aqaid be correct, our ibadat also be correct. Our mu'amalat, our dealings, business, money, monetary matters with everyone must also be correct. Our mu'asharat, our social interaction with one another, that must also be correct. Our akhlaq, our character, our adab, our etiquette also, all that also corrected. In other words, bring all that in your lives. In that way that we bring that in our lives and not the kufr and shirk of the Jews and the Christians and of other nations. We have this, and then woman ahsanu min Allah siwa. Who is better than Allah Ta'ala who died a person? When a person does all this, Allah guides him in the color of Allah Ta'ala. And there can be more, nothing more better than a person is connected with Allah Ta'ala and he has found Allah Ta'ala. And that will happen وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. And we have submitted totally in our worship to Allah Ta'ala. We only worship Allah Ta'ala. And that is when the joy and ecstasy of Iman and Islam comes into a person. Not just on the surface that a person is a Muslim or he has accepted Islam, but when he dies himself fully in the dye of the of ibadah, of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then he will actually feel very deeply this great ecstasy and joy of Islam. And also he will realize and understand it fully that nothing in the world can surpass it. The world with all its material attractions, etc., will just fall from his eyes. And that is exactly what happened to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Like for example, when Khalid ibn Walid went to the king of the Roman, and he laid out a real carpet treatment they gave him. But with his spear, he poked holes in it. In other words, that had no value whatsoever in his eyes. All the things of this dunya has to fall from the eyes of a person. They don't have any value for him. That is, the permissible things and which are haram, a person totally hates those things. This is the dye of Allah Ta'ala, which if we will make effort, we can also achieve it. Every person can achieve it and then enjoy the great enjoyment. And for such a person, we can well understand that when his morn comes, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ, this announcement will be made, O soul that is completely at rest and that is submitted to Allah and that is desirous and covetous of Allah Ta'ala, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, return now to your Lord, to Allah Ta'ala, in such a way that you have pleased Him and He is well pleased with you. So that is that enjoyment a person will get in his life also. At the time of mort, he will never fear mort also. He will be eager to die and he will get a much more greater enjoyment in that life also. And that will be forever and ever. Another explanation of this is that Sibhatullah is words which are in place of Millat Ibrahim. It is the better. It means the Millat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that make your khatna also your circumcision. That is also Milat Ibrahim, and all the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, bring them in your life. And that is woman ahsanu min Allah tibha, which is more better to Allah ta'ala than the color of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who has passed such great and test and trials that were put to him, and he became greatly vulnerable and greatly valuable in the eyes of Allah ta'ala. So we also follow in that, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. We also make Allah's ibadat according to Millat Ibrahim. We will also become the favorites of Allah ta'ala. They have very great sacrifices of which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made, prepared, and he was thrown into the fire to slaughter his own son also. To build the Kaaba at a time when there was none of this machinery, and there weren't all bricks ready, that you just put the bricks and you start building. But bringing the rocks from the mountain, carrying them, and then building the Kaaba Sharif, and many other tales of Ibrahim alayhi salam which he had passed, all that we can get that reward also by engaging in the ibadah of Allah ta'ala. And when a person sacrifices like this for Allah ta'ala, Allah creates his love, the love of Allah, in the heart of that person. And then he knows there is nothing more superior than this, nothing more enjoyable, nothing more covetous than this. So this is what we should strive for. The Quran has spelled out everything for us. It is ready for us to take. We just have to eat the ready-made biryani, the ready-made toast, roast, and the enjoyable meal of deen which Allah has given us, and then release it and enjoy it and get the full enjoyment. May Allah give us the topic to understand this, what a great deen Allah has given us, and that we should not fall into the love of this dunya and all waste our time in the pursuit of this dunya, may trying to make a lot of money, investment, properties, etc., and looking for fun in the things of this dunya. But we should find it in the deen. There is nothing more superior than that. May Allah give us all those things. Subhanallah.